like the fact that there's three Big Ten teams. I think it brings a lot of excitement, especially around Purdue. So it's closer to all the Big Ten teams. There'll be a good crowd there and all the Penn State fans and our fans. And we'll kind of be cheering each other on a little bit. It's just that Big Ten bond that we all share. So I'm happy that we have seen the teams before, and we're not going to be too shocked or surprised by what they do. We have good film on all of them, so it'll be definitely an advantage, I think.
I know you never want to look ahead, but just the way the seedings sit, it looks like Penn State's going to get by Kentucky. Do you guys sort of relish the chance to get another shot at Penn State? Is that sort of an added reward to advancing, should you advance?
I mean, we hope Penn State advances. They're a really good team, and we're always looking to get better and keep improving throughout the season. So I think it's just another way to keep improving and get another chance at them, yes, but we're definitely not looking over Purdue at all. He won't probably mention Penn State until after our match on Friday or, you know, after that. So we're definitely taking it one match at a time and just trying to get better.
You talked earlier about how you guys had a little bit of anxiety maybe going into the Creighton match. Is that true? And do you like the way the team's kind of settled down?
Looking back at it, I could definitely see where we had some anxiety moments, yes. And I'm glad our team settled down. For a lot of people, this is their first NCAA tournament. We have a lot of starters on our team, especially, and people on the bench who have never played in the tournament before. So they kind of get their first glimpses of it. And I think once we got settled and got comfortable playing with everyone in the tournament, things started to roll, and it was a good match for us.
In addition to freshmen, you guys were able to add a couple of transfers this year, the two California girls. What have they brought to the roster?
They have brought a lot of strength to our roster. Dana's a really good middle. She's a very experienced middle from a different conference, and she got all conference honors, and she was just a really experienced middle. She's been around the block, and Palmer knows volleyball really well. She's played beach and indoor volleyball. She's played high performance, so she knows the style and the system really well. So I think they just bring strengths to the program, and anyone we get will add something.